We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron Horst has gone radio silent on me, which is bad when you're actually on the radio. Have you ever experienced this with Horst where he goes south in a hurry?
He might be having a tough day. We don't know what he has to deal with back in the home office.
That's true. Now, I'm afraid even to talk to Horst, because last time I tried to do that, there was literal radio silence at the other end. Do you want to address him and ask him if he's okay?
No, I'll trust that he's okay.
All right.
I am fine. He's
fine. We heard from him. Another country spoken from.
So there's a Kurt Warner biopic coming out, Ron, which I know that you'll be very eager to watch. And it turns out that Dennis Quaid is not playing Kurt Warner, but playing Dick Vermeil, which is going to be something to see. And is it Zachary Levi? Is that how
is
you say his name?
He's going to play. Is he going to cry a lot in the movie?
He's going to have to learn to cry. There's no doubt about that. And then Zachary Levi, if I'm saying the name right, is going to be Kurt Warner. And that got me to thinking, who should play you and I if they did a biopic? And they certainly should on your career. I don't know about mine. But if they did do one on your career, Ron, who should play you? Do you have a choice?
No, you didn't ask me that. You asked me who I would have playing you, okay? I have an answer for that. Okay.
Well, let me first get to you.
No, I want to do you, but you asked me to come up with somebody to play you, and I did, and I can't wait to deliver it because I think it's a pretty
good choice.
All
right, if you can't wait, please, the floor is yours.
You're a wacky kind of guy, right? You're crazy. You make sound effects. You sing. You make sound effects. When you're singing. You have a unique style about you. And there's only one guy that could play you. Unfortunately, he's deceased, but I'd bring him back to life to play you, Robin Williams. I think he would be perfect as Joe Starkey.
That's
Come
actually
on, give me some credit for that.
Choice.
That's pretty good.
That is it's a great choice because I think I've told you this before, I did invent my own language when I was in junior high school. I was literally talking to people in my own language with my own invented words, just like Robin Williams and Mork and Mindy. It wasn't so different, Ron.
Well,
he was actually an inspiration for me.
I wouldn't believe it that you did that, except I know you, and I would absolutely believe that you would talk in your own language. So I just thought that was a really good one. I mean, this was back when you weren't being disruptive to yourself and others, right?
Well, this was right around that time, actually. But that's a great choice.
So, okay, now, who do you have playing me?
Well, have you checked your Twitter account lately?
I don't look at my Twitter account.
I don't blame you for that. I have a photo up there, and I've solicited the opinions of the public on this one. And it's absolutely Bradley Cooper. There's no question. Now, he's a younger man than you, but as I said on the tweet, put a little salt in the beard here, make the beard a little whiter, and he could absolutely play you. He's got similar facial features to you, including the little glint in your eye. I think this is brilliant. Horace, have you seen the tweet yet?
I have. I can see it.
I only have one problem with that. I only have one problem with that choice.
Yes.
I have no idea who Bradley Cooper is.
No. Ron, Did you see the movie whose name I now forget? What was the one with him and Lady Gaga, Horace? Help me out here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, was he the singer? Was he the singer?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I know the song. I know the song. Like, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it. I would not have known his name.
Shallow. Shallow is the song.
That's right. That's right. I would not have known his name, unfortunately. But that's okay.
I think he's a spitting image of you, Ron. A little bit younger. I think that's a compliment to you.
It's an insult to him. Because nobody is a spitting image of me. No one looks as poorly as I look.
That's not true.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I think that's very untrue. I think you're a devilishly handsome man, as I've told you before, and I think this would be ideal. Now, how about the horse biopic? They could call it Mr. Ed, but who plays horse in this, Ron? Any ideas?
A friend of mine, Patrick Riley, just tweeted me that Jack Klugman should play me. You know, the unmade bed of a man.
That would be great.
Unmade bed of a man. That would be me. I am an unmade bed of a man. So, Patrick, good call on your part.
And I could be Tony Randall. Any ideas for horse, though, Ron? We could do a behind-the-scenes biopic of a man who puts together sports radio every day. I think it would be compelling. We could dive into Horace's life away from the production studio, where he's a renowned football coach, youth football coach. I think it would be unbelievable. Any ideas?
No, none come to mind. See, again, you had me thinking about you, and I need some time to come up with somebody for him. How about you? Do you have anybody?
He says Kevin James, Horace just said into my ear. I don't know who Kevin James. Oh, yes, I do. That's a great one. That's a great one.
Is that the guy that's been on Everybody Loves Raymond, right? And he has his own show now, doesn't he? Or did have his own
exactly.
show.
Exactly. What is it? The King of Queens? Was that his show,
Horace? Yeah.
That's a great call. That's unbelievable. I think that should happen. And I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make the call to make it happen. The horse story of Joe Kopp. We could have the real Joe. Is the real Joe Kapp still alive, the quarterback of the Vikings from all those years ago?
I believe he is, yes.
We could have him make a guest appearance like Joe Namath on the Brady Bunch. It would be incredible.
Joe Kapp is 82 years old, living in Santa Fe. Or no, he was born in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Still alive at 82.
Maybe I could play him.
Maybe.
Yeah, Horace could play him.
Your name differently.
How have you guys never had Joe Kapp on the show? The name is spelled exactly the same. He'd be great on football. I'd love to hear that. He even had an acting career.
Did you ever have Joe Starkey on? Did you ever have Joe Starkey on your show?
Oh, that Joe Starkey. No. That would be a great idea.
And you know who else we have to have on. We have to.
Ron Cook Jr.?
Ron
Cook Jr. before his career at Buffalo is over.
Hold on a second here, though. The Joe Starkey idea, and for people who don't know, the famous band is on the field call from the Stanford, or was it from the Cal side? Now I can't remember who Joe Starkey called games for. He's a legend for that. And he was also a Penguins announcer who preceded Mike Lang. Joe Starkey. And I did meet him once at a Steeler game on a Monday night in San Francisco. Introduced myself. I said, Joe Starkey, pleased to meet you. Wonderful man. Claimed he did the only live radio broadcast from the Miracle on Ice, Ron.
I think you asked Doc Emmerich about that, didn't you? Didn't we ask Doc about that?
I did, yes.
I think
so, yeah. I had a chance to talk to Joe Starkey that pops up.
I had a chance to talk to Doc the other day. It was always a highlight for me. What an incredible man. He's enjoying retirement, Joe, and I miss him on these games, I can tell you that.
Now, does he miss it, though? Was it tough for him when the season started?
Well, it hadn't. I mean, I talked to him right before the season started. I did a column last week about how different it is without Mike Lang and Doc calling hockey games this year. And he hadn't really started yet. He has a book out, obviously, and he's going to come on with us. He just, he's been working on this book tour that he's been doing He said it started the day that he announced his retirement, so he's been busy. But he said, like Philip Rivers said today, it was time, and Doc said it was time. So, I don't know if he's missing it more now that the season has started, but what a legend. What an absolute legend he is.
Man, and I miss his voice on those games. Now I'm looking on Google, and he's the Joe Starkey that pops up before me, Ron, and that hurts. He's got the top of the list.
You should be
up there. Grew up in Chicago.
No doubt. No doubt.
Called Penguins games, called Golden State Warriors games. Starkey and his wife, Diane, reside in the Bay Area. This is going to happen. Next week, let's have Joe Starkey on the air. I don't even know if you and I are together next week, Ron. We're both taking our last off days of the year. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe I make a call. Maybe I start sniffing around. The news hound gets his number. Horse, can we arrange this? Joe Starkey on the show tomorrow?
One Joe Starkey might be enough.
Touché.
Especially
there.
Today.
Touché there. That's a pretty good line.
All right. Coming up, there's only one Steigie. There's about 10 Steigies out there. There's John, there's Paul, there's Bill, there's Steigies all over the place. So that would have been patently false. But there's only one Steigie who has worked for the Penguins for many, many years. Paul Steigerwald. He joins us next to talk Penguins, Capitals. It's Cook and Joe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.